President, council members, we're here for a few items before you today. First, you're not surprised. First one up is the Owl's Nest paving contract under Chapter 96. You've touched this a couple times. You may recall that petitions were received. You authorized the distribution and the election. The referendum was held. The results were positive. We drew up the construction documents. Documents were advertised. We actually had pretty good results. I received four bids. The bids were tightly spaced. And the lowest bid was from Jerry's Paving in Milford, $87,000. However, that exceeded the estimate and the based assessment. The association considered an additional contribution in addition to that initial $5,000 they had proposed. They're now proposing $20,000. That will keep the assessment at the rate you approved, at the rate which was in the referendum, which otherwise it would have required a revote, which obviously has some administrative hurdles associated with it. So the agreement's been signed with the association. And we are ready to proceed with the project if you are ready to award the contract.
Have a motion.
We do have a motion. It's contingent upon the receipt of the construction money. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the contract T20-01, the Owl's Nest Paving Improvements, Chapter 96 Sussex County Community Improvement Program Project, be awarded to Jerry's Inc. of Milford, Delaware, at the total bid amount of $87,653.65, contingent upon receipt of partial project funding by the Owl's Nest Homeowners Association.
Pleasure, Council.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions?
So,
Mr. Burton.
So the community is offsetting the cost of the construction to keep the tax rate down going forward. Is that what happened?
That's 100% correct.
Okay. Any questions?
You know, otherwise the referendum would have essentially been null and void because they approved a certain rate. So in order to not have a revote, they use some of their reserve funds to bring it within that number.
So the cost is going to user fee?
They're going to be assessed, so nobody else other than the owners of Owl's Nest will be paid.
Right.
Yes. The users of the road in this case.
Yeah. Any more questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Ryan?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Next one is the approval of the addendum number one to the Seaford agreement. Very simple. The Seaford agreement actually has a clause which allows a joint project of joint interest to be considered under the agreement, and the city has put forward two joint interest projects. The first one is a inflow reduction project. They have targeted an area off what we call the shared transmission premises, which would be not a line shared with the county, but a line of interest where we feel I can be reduced in inflow in this particular case. And you know that we, the Western Sussex District, that is Blades and everybody else, are interested in maintaining the capacity at the Seaford Wastewater Treatment Plant. The city made an interesting proposal. If we were to participate, we, the county, participate in this continued study, which promises some good results, they would then, in return, take on the construction immediately. So that's very interesting to us. So I think that's worth of our consideration. We believe the contribution on a flow basis, Seaford flow basis versus all of the county flow, would be less than $20,000. It's a good investment on our part. The second one is the pump station, which is going to be constructed under contract 4, which will be advertised in the next couple of weeks, for the pump stations on Dolby and Heritage and the wastewater treatment plant in Bridgeville. That particular contract has a maintenance handshake point where we, the county, own certain maintenance function at the pump station on the north end of Seaford. It is And that was a long, drawn-out discussion why this was, the city wanted it that way. But now that the city wants our participation in the communication extension, and that is for city reasons, we had an opportunity to move that handshake point of the maintenance to the north end of the gravity system, which is a good thing for us because it's from here to eternity. However, it's also a good thing for the city to get the communication to the pump station, because otherwise there would have been really no communication, and that's not a good thing for the city because they own the majority of the maintenance. We can actually reduce the cost under our contract because we don't have to put in our communication now. We don't have a radio. We don't have a remote telemetry unit. We don't have certain functions which reduce our capital costs. So that is, both of these are non-project related, and Ms. Jennings and I checked that we have the appropriate funds in the budget to cover these. So I think it's a good opportunity, and I would request you consider the approval.
Have a motion or motion?
We have a combined motion because we rolled it into these amendments for this contract. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve addendum 1 to the wastewater service agreement between Sussex County and the City of Seaford as presented.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second. Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next one.
Next one. Really, upon the request from some of you, as well as our administrator, Mr. Brady and I, who runs the public works side, have really looked over our open agreements we have with various subdivision developers regarding roads. And that's road and road drainage. Because you may recall when the council, after the working groups, recommendation changed the code to have closeout procedures, there was an effective date in there, and that effective date did not apply to past subdivision. So let's put that out there in the broadest sense of the word, legally. However, we have a list of projects which are very inactive, pretty much dormant, but are almost completely built out and or sold. So there is a great desire from us and the county to close these, let's call them, legacy projects out. So in order to take an initial step, I, as the county engineer, cannot just send out letters saying, hey, we'll give you a deadline. However, council can authorize the engineering department based on these criteria, which are outlined in this memo, to initiate these steps. Now, we may be opening a box you don't want to open, so that is completely up to you. And you may say, why is Project X or Project Y or Project Z not on that list? They're not on this list, and actually Mr. Lawson asked that question, why? They're not on that list because they're active. We are in constant interaction with a number of these, which you may actually hear about. And so they're moving forward. Maybe not fast enough for some of our residents, maybe not fast enough for some of our council members, but they are moving forward in the right direction. The ones on this list here, they're not going anywhere. And they're old. And the older they get, the less coverage we have under our securities. So it is in our best interest to at least take an initial step in trying to close this out.
Have a motion to do that?
Yes, so it's sort of like
Let's see if we've got any questions.
Yes, we have new ground to be broken here. Let's see how it goes. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that Council authorizes official notification to the entities identified, establishing a timeline for the associated project closeout.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Burton.
So these are projects that you are essentially announcing to the public that these are not going to move forward?
They have not been moving forward for a long time, but they're still open, and we, the county, still hold the security on these projects.
And the question, the Pandora's box, would be to put a deadline on these projects?
You said it better than I can.
And your recommendation is to not put a timeline on these?
No, my recommendation at this time is to open the box and see what happens.
And then where would the timeline be? Who establishes that?
In the memo, Councilman, I've suggested the following timelines. There's a few projects where we believe the infrastructure, and that's in the broadest sense of the word infrastructure, not just the sewer or the water or the drainage, but also like curb ramps, you know, like
roads
have a potential to be compromised to the point that they pose a safety risk. So they would get a shorter timeline, i.e. 90 days, to let us know where they're going to move and for us to accept their timeline.
So this puts the response, this deadline would put the response on away from the county.
We would say, we have identified you for the following reasons. You have 90 days to let us know how you're going to address it and close out the project.
Okay.
So, the other two, we put them in two different categories. They are, if I may read them.
Certainly.
Developments with incomplete infrastructure and or unresolved construction or drainage issues provide 180 days to notify the issues to be subject to withholding of building permits. So there are certain ones where we believe there's still lots left and they maybe want to be built on them. So withholding permits on them may be the better incentive to give us within 180 days a positive move forward to close out. The other ones, which are essentially built out, sold, with large percentage of units sold and the developer with little or no remaining holdings, that means they have no more lots, to be notified provided 180 days to establish a timeline for closeout. Withholding permits on a developer who has no more assets in that subdivision is meaningless, but they're just sitting there. And we can't close them out because the code is silent on the issue. So we're trying to say, hey, here's 180 days. If you don't respond, establishing a timeline, we will come back and report to you, you remember, and say they have not responded to their certified mail. We, at this point, would ask you to call the security.
But you're not going to do the work.
6 months from now, if you authorize us to call the security, we will do the work.
Okay.
More questions?
Robin, what's the Pandora's box? Maybe I'm missing this, but I mean, how is this a bad idea?
I don't think it is.
It's not a bad idea. I think what Mr. Medlars is referring to is when we send these out, what kind of response, what kind of reasons they're going to want to give, what a kind of saying we can search that they're going to bring up, and how much more time they're going to want, and all that kind of stuff.
But it at least initiates the discussion again, so hopefully it spurs some action. I mean, if you're a lot owner, homeowner in that development, you're going to probably be appreciative that somebody's putting some pressure on to get this done.
Correct. Well, I would think so, but yeah.
The units in these identified areas will think most likely just like you stated. But there may be one right next door which falls in Mr. Lawson's category, and they say, why are we not on the list? That's the box.
So we'll have an answer for them, though, presumably.
We believe we have an answer. I laid out the criteria to you.
Sure.
They're very, very narrowly defined criteria.
But there are reasons we'll have to be handled on a very case-by-case
very much
situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we open? I mean, how far one way or the other do we go on, you know, giving them more time or whatever? Is that discussed between us and...
Well, it seems like there should be a procedure.
Excuse me, may I?
Within 90 days?
Within 90 days, I will be back reporting back
okay.
on the first round. Within 180 days, I will be back for the second time reporting on the second round. If we have full compliance, it's just going to be a report to council. If not, you will be asked to take additional steps, and at that point, a carefully crafted legal motion from Mr. Moore will help us out.
But are you really asking what would be an acceptable excuse
exactly.
for not taking action?
Exactly. Just from kind of leaves it open to what's an acceptable
is
excuse.
Is that a subjective...
It's something our engineer would decide if it's a reasonable or not. Yeah.
Under any circumstance, I will come back to you because the motion only gives me the authority to send out the notified letters.
Right.
Can you go box for us? Pandora box.
We'll have Pandora right in the room.
It will certainly generate more interest from surrounding developments that feel like they want to get over the finish line as well. Mr. Medlarsen and myself and you all field calls weekly about subdivisions that aren't completed and completed either timely. I see Mr. Brady shaking his head. He probably fields 20 calls a week. It's not fielded timely or at least timely according to the residents of those subdivisions.
Sure.
This could create more attention in that regard. And look, what we're doing is we're stepping in, and Mr. Medlar's office and Mr. Brady's office is stepping in and finishing the work if we have to for the developer. And that's not really their mission.
No.
But we have to do it because we're the only ones that have.
But we have the authority.
Correct.
And this gives you the authority, pass this motion,
mm-hmm.
to send the letters out, see what kind of response you get.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully everybody will react in a positive way.
Exactly.
If somebody does not, and the time expires, it gives them the authority to call the security to pay to fix the work once again. Yeah.
In a two-step process.
Yep.
And in our correspondence, we will certainly make sure we quote the council's authorization given to the engineering department.
Sure. Any more questions?
I do.
Mr. Byrd.
Is this something that we're going to continue to do, or is this...
After 180 days, you will probably... going to give either the engineering department the order to stop or the order to continue. I think that also depends very much on what happens.
Okay, so this motion is limited to the ones in the package.
It's one list of properties that you have in your memo.
And then we would need another motion to continue? Because this motion only authorizes these.
It covers these chapter 99 procedures here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right now we have nothing, Councilman. And we have sort of like been waiting and waiting and waiting. I felt compelled
sure.
that we have to take, I suggest you take a initial step.
Because the bottom line is if we don't pass this motion, we have no authority.
I have no authority.
To close out anything. This thing could sit here for 10 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this we'll put a stop to that part of it anyway. We'll find out what we're going to do for what they're going to do. And like I say, hopefully they all say, let's get a circle and saying kumbaya, I'll fix all this stuff.
So who's going to pay for all this cost?
Initially, let's say in 90 days, I'll be back for the first time. And Councilman, hopefully I say, we have five entities which have agreed to the following timelines. Everything's moving forward. Best case scenario.
Sure.
Worst case scenario, I say, nobody responded to our certified letters. At this point, we need another motion, and the other motion will be, just like outlined, authorizing the engineering department to call
the
bonds.
The security, they're going to call, they're going to pay for it.
Well, let the developer pay for it, right?
Well, as that's who holds the security. Mm-hmm. He paid for that, it's his security.
Well, what would happen in the event that the cost of the improvements would not be covered by the security bond? I mean, who would be, would we just stop short of completion, or would the county be on the hook for the balance?
Let me carefully answer that question. Now, we have looked at this, at the underlying securities. The more they age, obviously, the less coverage based on escalation and construction limited, let's say, capacity exists. So we feel we need to, if it comes to the calling of the security, you put a scope of work underneath it. We have to, in order to have reasonable expectations, we have to match the scope of the completion to the available security. Right now, we believe it can cover the majority of the outstanding tasks. But as we proceed forward, we'll give it a closer look on each case on a case-by-case basis.
So if it was short, would we bill the residents of the community back for the balance? Or, I mean, who covers the shortfall?
As I said, I will carefully avoid having a shortfall.
Right. Well, yeah. But what if it happens?
Maybe cross the first bridge first, Councilman.
Yeah. Well, I would think at the end of the day, you've got X dollars, and you're going to do what, lay out the scope of this thing, but it's going to, the X dollars will cover that scope.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's 15 things, might only do 12 of them. Right?
Exactly right. I mean, like, it is our intent to match the funds to the scope. Now,
so there's a potential that some work could be left undone.
You say we're matching? What are we matching? Who's matching?
Matching the scope of the work.
Okay. To the available.
We want you to do A, B, C, D. Not matching our money to it. No, no.
Okay. That's
no.
What I'm trying to get at.
Match the scope of the work proposed to the value of the security.
To answer the question a different way, is the longer we take no action,
right,
the higher our potential exposure.
Yes. I agree with that.
Any more questions on this? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I believe that motion carries. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman, step right on down here.
I'm going to stay for item one on Mr. Ashman's list.
Sure.
I stay for one and two.
There you go. They've all been to exception.
My opinion is they all want to go to the paper.
Good morning.
This is sort of a report back to council that the engineering department held a public hearing on the Lockwood expansion or potential Lockwood expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sewer District. This would include the entire subdivision of the Lockwood community. We had received requests from the Homeowners Association to speak at their meeting. The discussion pertaining to the possibility and potential costs associated with the county extending sewer service to their community. In that response, we sent out polling letters on January 24th of 2019 to the entire community. That polling letter was asked basically, am I interested in sewer service, central sewer service, or am I not? The results of that poll at the time showed 85 parcels interested and 66 with no interest. And we came to council and asked about holding the public hearing. You granted permission on July 30th of 2019. Notices were posted on August 12th and the public hearing advertised in the Gazette August 27th and September 3rd. The public hearing was held at Connolly's Chapel, Connolly's United Methodist Church in Lewis on September 7th at 10 a.m. The residents were given the opportunity to change their decision on their polling based on the information that they received from the engineering department. We basically laid it out a little bit more on what their costs would be, how we would do it, when we could do it. The new results showed 93 in favor and 64 opposed. That was two votes coming in after the initial permission to post. Three changed their votes from opposed to in favor, three new votes in favor, and one new vote opposed. So the revised total is 41% in favor and 28% opposed of those 155 lots, which is 70% of the lots responding, which is pretty good.
It's a good,
we don't usually get that because we have, you know, certain people have multiple lots, so that's a pretty good response,
lots.
And we have empty lots. So the engineering department would recommend expanding the boundary at this time.
Okay. You have a resolution, I guess.
Have a resolution.
You want to read the short version of that?
Yes. This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, to include the Lockwood subdivision located in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next.
This was another results from a public hearing. This was for the Chapel Branch area of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District, and this was a public hearing on the assessment method for the communities. We held the off-site public hearing on September 7th at Connolly's United Methodist Church, and we had received a letter from the Chapel Green Homeowners Association and the Oakcrest Farms Property Owners Association supporting us going to an EDU-based assessment. They currently, when they did the referendum originally, they voted on a front footage basis assessment. That was approved at $8 per front foot, which would have a 40-foot home with an improvement paying $320, 100-foot home with an improvement paying $800. All parcels with a residence are capped at 100 feet, so 800 was their max. And on unimproved lots, pay full frontage.
The council approved the change to the code, Chapter 110, to make to give the option, have a unit-based versus a front footage-based. This particular referendum predated that modification to the code. So hence, by advice of the legal counsel, that the only way to change the assessment is to go through this process to hold an official hearing, hold an official second referendum. So what Mr. Ashman just told you is these are the approved assessments which are in place today and could be implemented by the county once the project's complete.
Correct. How much a foot are we going to charge? I missed that.
The current rates approved are $8 per front foot.
$8?
$8. So at the off-site public hearing, the engineering department presented the EDU-based assessment showing a uniform $680 per EDU. They presented this information. We presented this information which satisfies the public hearing requirements, and we're now requesting County Council to authorize a second referendum for the Chapel Branch area, which would revise the assessment method to a uniform EDU basis.
We showed the public the ballot would be very simple. Either I am for the 680 per unit assessment, I'm against. So if we have a majority approving the 680 assessment, it will become the assessment of choice.
Okay. You have a motion.
I have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council approves holding a referendum on a revised assessment method for the Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District as presented on September 17th, 2019.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton, seconded.
I'll second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Question. How much average cost per home for to put the sewer in there?
At this point, if approved,
yeah,
it's going to be $680 per year per unit.
You think it's going to be enough per home? That's not going to be enough per home.
No. This is the annual assessment.
This is your annual bill you get.
The sewer line just go by.
Yes. No, that covers the entire project cost. But the terms, we were very careful not to say what the terms will be, because the terms, based on that number, Ms. Jennings and I will have to work out the terms, i.e. the years, based on the final cost of the project.
I just think the average septic system today costs anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000.
The majority of the systems in that district area voting, are community systems. Only the minority are individual, Mr. Wills.
Sound like almost a freebie here going on.
No, they still have to, I mean, like, it's still an increased cost.
It's certainly in the curve that producers moving in here come in.
It's an encouragement to fill the remaining lots. There's a number of probably 10% of infill left. And we, Mr. Ashman, as a matter of fact, was just dealing with one last week.
Quick question.
No more questions?
So,
Mr. Riley,
if you have a vacant lot, is that assessed as an EDU, even though there's nothing there?
Because just like Councilman Wilson says, it has a benefit to you to have this sewer available.
So it's still assessed?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even though it's vacant?
It's beneficial to the point that it's better than under the current assessment. Like, can you put this back there? On the current assessment, if you own an empty parcel, you have to pay full frontage without cap. So in this case, empty parcels actually benefit from being in the overall mix.
Is there a possibility they could build a structure on there that require more than one EDU?
They could, but then they have to pay two fees, yes.
Going forward after that was done.
More questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Rotley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. And last, sir.
This is a use of existing infrastructure agreement for Fox Haven 2. This is located in our Johnson's Corner area, and it will be utilizing county's existing infrastructure. The agreement will allow Savage Farms LLC, developers of Fox Haven, to connect 98 additional EDUs to the existing infrastructure in exchange for a catch-up contribution of $57,453. Payment will be due prior to December 31st, 2019. System connection charges of $6,360 or the fee at the time of the permit request will still be due. And the developer has previously executed the agreement, and the engineering department is now asking for permission for council president to execute as well.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Savage Farm LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on September 17th, 2019.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Moore. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are six today. The first one is in Mr. Hudson's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in a CR1 commercial residential district for multifamily, 216 units, to be located on certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 18.793 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree and landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 1.227 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Riley introduces it.
Next one is in Mr. Burton's district. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for home remodeling and repair services, storage, repair, and maintenance, late building material and storage, and general office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.93 acres, more or less.
Mr. Burton introduces it.
Next one is in Mr. Riley's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR General Residential District to a GRRPC General Residential District Residential Plan Community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 16.1 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Riley introduces it.
Next one is Mr. Wilson's district. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a CR1 commercial residential district to a HI1 heavy industrial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 15 acres more or less.
And who's the request? Who's the request to this?
It's John Stamato, care of Rivera Development LLC.
Okay, I'll introduce it.
Mr. Burton introduced it. Mr. Wilson introduced it.
And the last one is in Mr. Wilson's district as well. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C3 heavy commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 17.25 acres, more or less.
Introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduce it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Coming my way.
Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody?
They're coming my way.
There you go.
Coming out east, right on west.
Quick comment.
Mr. Riley.
Today is Constitution Day. And for anybody interested, there will be a reading of the Constitution on the Circle commencing at 4 p.m. this afternoon. led by Senator Brian Pettijohn.
More comments from council?
It's DAR, by the way. It's sponsored. The Order of American Revolution.
Thank you, sir. Entertained motion to executive session for pending litigation and personnel.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'm going to enter an executive session for pending litigation.